It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. And I'm Keith Manley. All week long, we've been teaching on the voice of the Spirit, hearing God in a noisy world. Our world is so noisy today, friend. There's so many competing voices for our attention. There's cell phone pings letting us know we have a message, Facebook notifications, so many things demanding our attention. But the Bible said in Matthew 4 and verse 4, Jesus told his followers, he said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Today, as we close out this series on Fresh Oil, I want to focus on the fact of living by the Word of God, by every word, not just the few that we like, not just the ones we pick out as our favorites. But you and I were never created to live by the headlines, by opinions, feelings, or fleeting trends. God designed us to live, really live, by every word that proceeds from His mouth. And that's more than memorizing verses or attending church once a week. It's about making His voice the daily bread that sustains us and guides us and nourishes us at the deepest level of our spirit. Today we're going to explore why His Word is more important than just information. It's our spiritual sustenance, what keeps us going, how to depend on it daily and not just occasionally. We're going to learn how to treasure it enough to obey it fully. And what happens when you anchor your life to every word in a world filled with 1,000 competing voices. Let's start today with the power of God's Word. It's bread for the soul. You know, when Jesus faced off with the devil in the wilderness, he didn't debate. He didn't try to reason his way out. He didn't lean on human logic. Instead, what he did is he reached for the unshakable anchor of God's Word, and he said, "It is written." Why? Because the Word of God is not just a set of religious facts. It's food for the Spirit. Think about it. Your body can't survive without food. Your mind can't thrive without truth. But your spirit, it can't function without the living Word of God. The Word feeds your faith when fear is so loud, and it renews your mind when the lies try and take root in your heart. God's Word will anchor your emotions when life's winds shift suddenly and you find yourself facing things and you didn't really expect, and you're like, "God, how did I get here and how do I get out?" That's when you need to be anchored in God's Word. And most importantly, friend, it reveals the heart of God so that you can know Him and not just know about Him. God's Word isn't a supplement. It's not a little pack of vitamins we take along with religion. It's the source. So you can't treat it like a vitamin that you take when you're feeling weak. No, it's our daily bread. It's the thing in our life that really gives us strength and nourishment. I want you to picture today someone who eats just one meal a week. It's just a Sunday lunch right after church. By midweek, their energy crashes. They can't think straight. Their body starts to break down from hunger. Physically, that's absurd. But spiritually, it happens every day. Many believers only feed their soul once a week, sitting in church, hoping that one sermon will sustain them through 6 days of noise, temptation, and spiritual attacks from the enemy. And then they wonder why they're feeling dry, anxious, and powerless by Thursday. See, Jesus didn't say, "Man shall not live by bread alone," but an occasional verse. He said, "But every word that comes from the mouth of God." So we need a steady diet, not just snacks, not a verse here or there. We need to feast on His voice on a daily basis. See, Jesus didn't say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the parts we like, by the verses we agree with. He said every word. The Bible's not a buffet where we fill our plate with what tastes good and we skip the broccoli. It's a banquet prepared by the Father with every dish having purpose in our life. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it reminds us that all Scripture is God-breathed and it's useful. Not just some, all Scripture. Friend, if you want the full strength of God's promises, then you have to walk in the full counsel of His Word, even the parts that challenge your comfort zones, the parts that confront our sin, and even the part that stretches our faith. Now, maybe you're asking yourself today, Keith, this is all good, but how do I live by the Word of God daily? How can I apply this to my life? Let's make it real today. First thing you do is you read it daily, not out of guilt, but out of need, out of relationship with God. You read it because you want to. You understand the value of Scripture and you want to take time to bring it into your heart. Even 10 minutes of Scripture in the morning can reset your entire day. And then you meditate on it. See, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, it tells us to meditate on God's Word day and night. Meditating is different than reading. It isn't just thinking about Scripture, it's letting it roll over in your mind, pondering it until it flavors your thoughts like a slow-brewing tea flavors water. That's what God's Word does when we meditate on it. It sinks into our spirit man. And then thirdly, speak it out loud. Friend, there is such power in declaration. When you speak God's Word over your life, what you're doing is you're aligning your mouth and your atmosphere with God's truth. And then fourthly, obey it immediately. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen, but do what it says. The fastest way to dull your ability to hear God's voice is to ignore what He's already told you. Did you know that in the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus, God sent manna every morning, but He warned the children of Israel, do not store it overnight. If they tried to do it, you know what happened? It rotted. Why? Because God wanted them to learn daily dependence upon Him. See, yesterday's manna couldn't feed today's hunger. It was for yesterday. And likewise, yesterday's word was for yesterday. God is doing something fresh for you today if you'll listen. The Word is our guide. In Psalm 119 and verse 105, the psalmist put it this way, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Notice it doesn't say a floodlight showing you the next 10 miles. No, it's a lamp, just enough to take you to the next step of faith. When you live by every word, you don't have to see the whole road. You just have to see Him and you follow Jesus, the light of the world. Did you know that before email, transatlantic telegrams were expensive, and every word was chosen carefully? Families would treasure even a 10-word message from a loved one overseas. They would often read it over and over again. And when God speaks, whether it's through His written word or by His Spirit in your heart, those words are infinitely more valuable than a telegram. But are we treating them that way? Or do we skim over them like a news headline? Living by every word means valuing each one of those words just like a treasure. In Psalm 119, verse 162, the psalmist said this, I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. Ask yourself today, friend, is the Word my first counsel or is it my last resort? Do I recognize God's voice when it comes? Am I letting the Word judge me or am I judging it? Am I feeding others with what I've received? See, in dry seasons, the temptation is to stop gathering manna because it feels repetitive. But friend, it's faithfulness. faithfulness to daily be in God's word, even in the wilderness, it leads you to that promised place. Jesus didn't just quote scripture to survive temptation. Friend, he lived it until the trial was over and the angels came to minister to him. Friend, let me challenge you for the next 7 days. Before you check your phone or the news, open your Bible, write down one verse each morning, and let God speak to you. Carry it with you. And then at night, ask yourself, did I live by this today? 7 days, the very first voice, the very first word is going to be the word of God. And then see what it changes in your life. Friend, the world's voices will grow louder. Culture's going to shout for your attention. And the circumstances will often demand your time. But you will only stand if your life is anchored to every word from God's mouth. Let me pray for you today, friend. It's been a great series as we've been talking on the subject of hearing the voice of God, hearing it and then applying it in our lives. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Father God, I thank you for your living word. Make us hunger for it daily, God. Teach us to read it and then to meditate on it, God, to speak it out of our mouths and ultimately obey it. Let it shape our thoughts, God, and direct our steps and anchor our souls. Speak, Father. We thank you because we're your servants and we're listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we wrap up today's program on living by every word, I want to leave you with a vivid picture. Imagine a hiker deep in the mountains who has been walking for hours without food. Now, the journey's long. The path, it's very steep, and every muscle in his body is aching. And then just ahead, he finds a small camp with a hot meal waiting for him. It's perfectly timed, exactly what he needs to finish the climb. That's what the Word of God is like for your soul. It's not an optional snack for when you feel like it. It's the hot bread that you need to keep going when the terrain in your life is really become steep. And when Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone," he was telling us something very essential, that without his word, our spirit will starve to death. Without his voice, our direction, it falters. And without his truth, we start believing the loudest voice around us, which is usually not God's. So let me ask you today, friend, and be honest with yourself, what voice has been feeding you lately? Is it the voice of the news cycle? Our world is in a mess today. Is it the voice of worry? The circumstances of life pressing in on your mind? Is it the voice of comparison? The enemy loves to make you compare yourselves with someone else. Or is it the voice of the Good Shepherd? Friend, God wants to speak to you today. He loves you. He really, really does walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.